In Augusta, there's disagreement between advocates and the LePage administration over how to go about expanding early childhood education in Maine. A bill passed last year without the governor's signature requires the state to begin using $4 million in casino revenues annually to launch new pre-K programs. But this mandate was removed from the governor's two-year budget proposal to the dismay of advocates who say it amounts to a cut to early childhood education. Maine education officials call this characterization unfair and incorrect. And as Jay Field reports, they plan to use other state and federal funds to achieve the goal.
So let's start with a basic premise on which everyone in this story agrees. Good public pre-K programs are a really good thing for kids.
Look what's happening, Mason. Look what you had tucked inside your ski pants. Little tiny balls of snow.
On a recent Friday morning, teacher Nicole Sylvester leads her kids inside after some fun on the playground at Educare Central Maine. Sylvester helps them wrestle off their wet gloves, boots, jackets, and snow pants.
Good job, Matthew. One boot. One boot. Let's get the other boot. This one. Chloe, you can go on the carpet and get a book to look at.
Kids flip through board books. A kitchen worker wheels in a cart with the day's hot lunch. This state-of-the-art facility in Waterville opened 4.5 years ago. It serves roughly 200 low-income children in its part-day and full-day classrooms. 63% of school districts in Maine now offer pre-K, and the number of children enrolled in these programs has increased from just under 1,000 a decade ago to just under 5,000 today. Rosalie Perkins says there's a powerful reason for this growth. Perkins is the pre-K coordinator in RSU1 in Bath.
There's a plethora of research that supports the fact that early learning is extremely important and lays the foundation for all the learning that continues in school and through a person's life.
In recent years, leaders in an array of fields have pointed to this body of research as they argue for an expansion of public pre-K in Maine. Business leaders say it's critical if Maine is to improve educational attainment and develop a more highly skilled workforce. Law enforcement says it increases the likelihood that kids won't get into trouble later on. So last year, the legislature passed a bill. Rita Furlow says it laid out a way to expand preschool programs in Maine. Furlow is a senior policy analyst with the Maine Children's Alliance.
And a majority of the legislature, two-thirds of the legislature, decided that they wanted to have an investment of $4 million of casino money in preschool.
Furlow says the $4 million of casino revenue annually would have provided startup grants for school districts that want to launch new pre-K programs. But when the governor unveiled his two-year budget, the casino money mandate was gone.
There's a famous saying around the State House, no legislature can bind a future legislature to do anything.
Tom Desjardin, Maine's education commissioner, dismisses the notion that the state has backed away from its commitment to expand public pre-K programs, as some advocates now fear. The education department, Desjardin notes, recently applied for and received a $14 million early childhood education grant from the federal government.
And so it's about $3.8 million the first year, $4.2 the next, and so on. So what turned out was we managed to find federal money to replace the amount of money recommended by the bill.
The federal grant will allow 13 districts to open nearly 36 new pre-K classrooms and expand another 23 programs to 5 days a week.
We are really excited for the 13 school districts that are going to be participating in that program, but that is only for 13 school districts out of the entire state.
Rita Furlow says an additional $4 million in casino revenue would have allowed many more districts to get programs up and running. But Maine education officials point out that the state only brought in a little over $2 million in casino revenue last year, and Maine's gaming statutes, they say, only allow that money to be used on K-12 education. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.